Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, December 4th. I'm Abby Larico. The late sculptor Richard Hunt used his art to express grief, racial trauma, and liberation.
Hero's Head is a depiction in sculptural form of the lynched body of Emmett Till.
Hunt's works are now on display at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum in Springfield. We'll take you there after this news on The Gateway. A 2-year-old Palestinian girl is now in St. Louis after she was evacuated from Gaza. A nonprofit aid group brought her and 7 other injured kids for medical treatment in the U.S. St. Louis Public Radio's Aula Kaziz was there when that little girl arrived Monday night.
Crowds of people cheered as Rahaf and her mom Israat Saeed made their way out of the airport terminal. The 30-year-old mother smiled as she accepted toys and gifts. Saeed says she was scared no one would show up to greet her when she arrived. She says she was happy people were waiting for her. God willing, she says, her young girl will be treated and will start walking again soon. Rahaf is one of thousands of children injured during the year-long war in Gaza. Her 2 legs were amputated after an Israeli bomb struck her home several months ago. She's set to receive treatment and prosthetics at Shriners Children's Hospital. I'm Ala Kaziz, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri health officials have tied the strain of E. coli that sickened 115 people in the region to other outbreaks in states across the Midwest. Workers at the Missouri State Health Laboratory in Jefferson City sequenced the genome of dozens of samples taken from those infected in the outbreak. Lab workers linked 25 cases to St. Louis County-based Andre's Banquets and Catering. Entering that so-called genetic fingerprint into a national database showed it matched outbreaks in Indiana, South Dakota, and other states. County health experts say that could point to contamination from a food source or a distributor. In a statement, a spokesperson for Andre's said it was irresponsible for county officials to name the business before the testing was complete. He says that Andre's looks forward to finding the source of the outbreak. A judge will consider a lawsuit from Planned Parenthood affiliates trying to strike down numerous abortion restrictions at a hearing this afternoon in Jackson County. Missourians approved Amendment 3, which legalizes abortion up to fetal viability, and that measure is set to go into effect on Thursday. Republican Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is trying to salvage some restrictions, like a 72-hour waiting period and clinic regulations. Anti-abortion rights advocates are hoping Jackson County Judge Jerry Zhang decides this week to keep those restrictions in place. Brian Westbrook of Campaign Life spoke in St. Louis Tuesday.
What the courts decide is up to what the courts decide, but what we're calling is for these safety standards to clearly be put in place and kept in place.
Though Attorney General Bailey is now arguing that Amendment 3 shouldn't upend a list of abortion restrictions, St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports that's a shift from how Bailey saw the measure before it was passed.
In early November, Bailey urged Missourians to vote down Amendment 3, contending it could allow for expansive access to abortion.
The drafters of this legal monstrosity chose vague, ambiguous, broad terms for a reason.
But now that it's passed, Bailey is saying Amendment 3 shouldn't block laws like a 72-hour waiting period and various regulations for clinics. That's his response to a lawsuit from Missouri's Planned Parenthood affiliates, who want those restrictions and the state's near-total ban on abortion blocked when Amendment 3 goes into effect on Thursday. Jackson County Judge Jerry Zhang could decide this week on whether to block abortion restrictions or keep them in place for now. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis County Executive Sam Page has nominated a former federal prosecutor and Democratic candidate for Congress to be the county's new prosecuting attorney. Page announced his pick of Court Van Osteren Tuesday. He would take over once Wesley Bell resigns to take his position in the U.S. House of Representatives. The nomination requires the approval of the St. Louis County Council. Page calls Van Ostern a proven public servant who will work to keep the county safe. Page and Republican Governor Mike Parson, though, are in a legal battle over who has the authority to name Bell's replacement. Parson has sued to try and block Page from taking any further steps beyond interviewing candidates. Illinois warehouses should require a tornado storm shelter. That's the recommendation out Tuesday from a state task force exploring warehouse safety following a deadly 2021 tornado in Edwardsville. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports.
The tornado ripped through an Amazon warehouse and killed 6 people. Illinois lawmakers, a local mayor, and representatives from industry and trade groups made preliminary recommendations that will be turned into a final report by the end of the year for the General Assembly to consider. Democratic State Representative Katie Stewart of Edwardsville made the recommendation to require storm shelters.
I don't like the idea of encouraging safety. I like the idea of requiring safety. We're talking about deaths that happened in my district, and I take that very seriously. So I think to require safety is something that we should all want to do.
One state lawmaker on the task force and the Illinois Retail Merchants Association opposed the measure. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
An Illinois college will be excavating a mastodon this week and is inviting the public to witness history being made, or rather uncovered. Principia College began conducting the dig on Tuesday and will continue from 2 to 4 p.m. on Thursday. A facilities worker discovered the prehistoric animal in 2022, and faculty and students began excavating it in the fall. The university wasn't sure then if it was a mastodon or mammoth. This is the fourth dig Principia has led, which includes a mammoth that is now displayed on campus. This means the Jersey County College will likely soon have a mastodon to add to its collection. You can see a video of what that dig site looks like on our STLPR Instagram page. It's pretty cool. Richard Hunt was a prolific black sculptor from Chicago who died last December. He used his art to express grief, racial trauma, and liberation. His abstract metal creations are now on display at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum in Springfield. Reporter Mawa Iqbal spent a day at the exhibit with Hunt's biographer and close friend, John Ott. The music you'll hear is composed by Randy Irwin. It's inspired by what Hunt would listen to while sculpting.
At the opening of the exhibition is a somber, reflective moment to see one of Hunt's first welded sculptures. Hero's Head is a depiction in sculptural form of the lynched body of Emmett Till that Richard saw in the funeral in 1955 that he attended with his family. This was attended by thousands and thousands of people on the south side of Chicago. Emmett Till became a spark of the civil rights movement and very important also within the context of Richard's finding himself, his own aim and direction is his artistic practice. The sculpture is a little smaller than life size. It was of a 14-year-old Emmett, but the sculpture recounts in somewhat abstracted form the horrible tragedy that this lynching had on Emmett Till's head. A crushed face, a missing eyeball, a cracked skull. One of the largest sculptures in the exhibition is From the Sea, which was commissioned by McDonald's Corporation from Hunt in 1983. That was the year that Ronald Reagan finally passed a federal holiday for Martin Luther King Jr. This particular sculpture of nearly 6 foot tall and just as wide represents crashing waves of the Red Sea. And you can see through the overarching waves that look quite menacing as they're crashing down the path and the opening of the Red Sea created by Moses to help the Israelites escape. This particular moment was captured in a speech by Martin Luther King Jr. in his 1956 sermon, which was titled The Death of Evil Upon the Seashore. And in that particular speech, King said, and I quote here, "There is a Red Sea in history that ultimately comes to carry the forces of goodness to victory. And that same Red Sea closes in to bring doom and destruction to the forces of evil. As we leave the exhibition, one of the more poignant pieces is the maquette for Hero Ascending, recalling back to Hunt's origin story, really the origin of his artistic life and practice, having seen Emmett, and then now at the end of his life, having been commissioned to build a sculptural monument to Emmett himself. And you can see the forms of wings, you can see the uplift throughout the sculpture, where he ultimately aimed his life's work was this idea of freedom and growth. And this was his reaction after processing the trauma of Emmett Till, that he would spend the rest of his life dedicating his sculptural practice to the highest achievements of Black Americans, as well as people all across the world, which is the desire for freedom.
That was John Ott, a biographer and longtime friend of the Chicago sculptor Richard Hunt. The piece was produced by Mawa Iqbal. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.